Blog Talk Radio.
We are the children of the world.
We make a difference.
I'm going to say that to you tonight.
As we get ready to move into December, and we get ready to open up doors,
doors will open up for us,
And things will be working
in our behalf. I want everybody to know that we are working for joy,
happiness, and love.
Stop the ball with Israel and bring them kids home safely. And what I'm saying tonight, that's a blessing for you and you. As we get ready to open up the door, we want to talk about divine healing. And we talk about divine healing tonight. Body, mind, soul, and spirit. I want you to get ready to claim the healing that God got for you. Wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, we'll talk about soul affairs and going into 2014 and going into 2016, 2017, we're going to see soul affairs come from the moon. That will be an energy and take you to the next level. If we are children of suffering, and I want to say to you, there's no secret on earth that heaven cannot heal. I'm praying for you, and even you this morning, this evening. I want you to get ready for your white magic versus black magic, and what is the results and what's happening with that. Tonight we're talking about divine healing. Healing comes directly from the Almighty God. So get ready to receive the healing that God got for you. Receive the anointing of God's word for you. So God got a door wide open for you. I'm praying for you, Sister Pearl William. I'm praying for you, Sister Tanya. I'm praying for you. Every letter, every telephone call, every expression of love tonight, we're praying for your breakthrough. I want to start off with the word of the divine. Thank you, Brother Joe. Lisa, thank you. Deborah Ann, I'm praying for you also. Those that are late listening, we're still talking about divine healing tonight. We're talking about divine healing from the Almighty God. And as we heal, it's a breakthrough coming. God will open up that door of success for you. Going into 2024, which is a lot of things. God will reveal new things to us. God will reveal breakthrough to us. God going to reveal total deliverance for us. So give knowledge that you need to go to the next level. Body, mind, soul, and spirit. Ashe, to our ancestors. We are our ancestors. We are saying to our ancestors, we are able to see what they see. We're able to know what they know. And I'm praying for you and you and you. Every letter, every phone call, every expression of love, I want to say thank you, because God gave you the revelation knowledge for doors to open up for you. God gave you the revelation knowledge for things to work God, mind, soul, and spirit. I just believe God got that door. He opened it up for you. And as he opened that door for you, there's a blessing for you.
There've been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Well,
don't you let nothing, nothing
stand in your way.
I won't talk you listen, listen.
And if you're trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our shows together, gonna polish up our act. Well, and if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Well,
don't you let nothing, nothing
stand in your way.
I want y'all to listen, listen.
And every word I say, every word I say. No, no, no.
We're moving,
we're moving.
Hallelujah. Yeah!
Turner and I want to come to you. We're talking about the violence throughout the world, what's going on. And I want to say to you that we feel that we must come together as people to make things happen. Don't forget, I'm concerned about your children, your family. I'm concerned about you being blessed. I'm concerned about those open up for you. Yes, I want you to know that we can change what's going on in Chicago, Detroit, California, what's going on over the world. This is Bishop Turner. I want you to know that. And I just want to come to you and let you know that I'm concerned about your family problem, what's going on in your life. I'm concerned about you. If you'll call me and I call you, we begin to communicate with tools. Wherever you might be, with God, all things are possible. Don't forget, give me a call. Don't forget, I will pray with you and for you. And whatever you need, God can grant you your need. And I want you to know, we must begin to network and work together to make things happen for your home, my home, your village, your business. And I want to let you know, your business is about to flow. I'll tell you that the things that are going on can work out for you right now. I'm glad to come to you. I want to say this to you today, or wherever I live, all is well. And I want to say it again, all is well for you, the new job, and the things that you're trying to do. I'm trying to let you know that God got your back. This is Bishop Turner. I want you to know that whatever you're going through, if you're trying to retire or you're trying to get a new job or just trying to work on your health, I want to be with you every step of the way. Your miracle is on its way. Your blessing is on its way. I want to take this time to say your blessing is a moment away. I want to take this time to say that you can get what you want. You can have what you want. I want to say that to you, and I want you to know, evening, night, day, east, west, north, and south, I'm going to pray for you. It don't get too dark. It don't get too rainy. It don't too much snow. Winter, I'm going to pray that your blessing come through. Let me say it again. I'm going to pray that your blessing come through right now. I want you to go knowing, sowing, and flowing in the right direction. Direction that you can be successful in the $1 trillion flow. You can be a part of the $1 million club right here on Block Talk Radio, where I'm on 5 days a week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, I'm on air. You can get me Mondays at 10 to 11. We're talking about Martin Luther King movement. Tuesdays, crossing over with our ancestors. We're talking about things that have lost, you have found, and subjects that will be coming up. And then on Wednesday, we go deep in the Bible. We talk about Bible class. We talk about the 66 books of the Bible, and we want you to go knowing and sowing with them. And on Thursday, we talk about metaphysics of the Bible, body, mind, soul, and spirit. And Friday, or payday, $1 trillion flow, more money. We talk about the issues of the world, the money issues, the mental issues. What's going on all over the world? We talked about that. I want to thank Brother Calvin, my engineer. I want to thank all the ministers that have been working with us, going to back. Well, don't forget, it's very important, Sunday morning from 11 to 12, I'm preaching the word of God. I'm prophesying the word of God. I'm talking about right now your blessing, your miracle, your healing. And every Sunday morning from 11 to 12, you ought to be there in the internet with me. Get a cup of coffee, get some tea, and sit back, tell your husband, tell your wife, and we're going to listen to Bishop Sunday morning from 11 to 12. And I want you to know all is well. This is your bishop. I'm your computer bishop. You can download me. You can get me 24/7. And then you can see me on live screen. I'm screaming. And then after that, you can go to YouTube. We're talking about crossing over the ancestors. We're talking about things losing planes, and we're talking about some of the storm, the floods, the snow. We're talking about all of that on YouTube. Now, I just want you to call a friend, call a neighbor, to listen to Bishop. Call somebody to Bishop. And I might have a word for you this morning. This evening, God might give me, sometimes God calls your name. When God calls your name, I tell you what's going on. So he calls your name. When he calls your name, he give me your address. Sometimes he give me the city that you're in. Sometimes he give me what's going to happen to you. I do divine prophecy, and divine come from God. Now, and as I give messages right now, even in this promo, I'm seeing somebody being healed in their side, and I want to speak to that healing in your side. I want to speak to somebody been having a irregular heartbeat. I claim the healing right now. I ain't talking about now. And somebody been having burning in their eye. You're healing right now. Somebody been having burning up in their stomach. Feels like their stomach is boiling. I speak healing to that stomach right now. I speak healing to that hearing situation right now. I speak peace in that family where they've been arguing and fussing. I speak peace right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak it. It is done. Don't forget, Sunday morning. Sunday morning, Saturday night. Sunday morning, come and be blessed from 11 to 12. God, if you meet me and I meet you, God got a word for you. And this word is, whatever he got for you, I'm going to tell you. God bless you. I want you to go knowing, son.
In this season, please don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. You gotta tell it for yourself.
Please stop. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
From this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised.
Amen.
The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is likened unto the Lord, our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbleth himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in earth? He praises, he raises up the poor out of the dust, and lifts the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people. He maketh the barren woman to keep house.
Yes.
And to be joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord.
Praise ye the Lord. This morning I want to say this.
Yes.
He said that he will bring you out of the dunghill.
Yes.
Out of your mess and set you in a place.
Yes.
And I want to tell you that right now that God is uplifting us in the spite of the storms and the flood.
Yes.
God is getting ready to carry us to another level.
Yes.
Whatever you're going through, go through it this morning.
Yes.
Because God is a healer.
Yes.
And a deliverer.
Thank you, Lord.
And David said that he lifted me up because he over everything.
Yes.
He looked down and picked you up where you can't get up.
Yes, Lord.
The doctor say you can't get well, but God said different. He said, I control the universe.
Yes.
And if God controls the universe today, and I want you to know that he will lift you up and carry you to a safe place.
Yes.
He will carry you to a place of rest.
Yes, Lord.
Where you won't have to deal with the day-to-day operation.
Thank you, Lord.
You won't have to deal with ups and downs because he said that I am God of Abraham and the God of Jacob.
Yes.
And I want you to know whatever you might be going through.
Yes,
get ready for a miracle breakthrough.
Yes.
Get ready for right now where you sit. Your present state going to change in 2014, 2015, 2016. Get ready for a breakthrough.
Yes.
Get ready to name your healing.
Yeah.
Get ready to name your deliverer, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Get ready to say all is well.
Yeah.
I need somebody to say to me, Bishop, all is well. As I go through things, I can see things are working for you because you know that God said high and look low.
Yeah.
And he's bringing you up out the dunghill of dust and mess.
Thank you.
He bring you out of all this confusion, witchcraft, sickness, and all the things that's going on around the world.
Yeah.
So God is about to lift you up this morning. It reminds me of the prodigal son as he went out and rotten living and spent all his money.
Yes.
He come to himself.
Yes, Lord.
Found himself in a hog pen.
Yes.
And looked around and said, wait a minute. I come to myself.
Thank you, Lord.
Because I know I don't supposed to be in this condition. I want to tell you, you don't supposed to be in the condition you're in.
Yes.
When you come to yourself,
thank
you're going to raise up and say, enough is enough.
Yes.
Y'all ain't going to pray with me. But as we go on today, he looked around and said, I'm in the hog pen with the hogs.
Yes.
Let me paraphrase a little bit for you. You are there hungry.
You're
there, ain't got no job.
You're
there where all kind of rotten living is going on and you accepting it.
Thank you, Lord.
I want you to come to your senses this evening. I want you to come to your senses this morning.
Yes.
I want you to come to your senses. I need to get up and get out and go to the Creator
yes.
who made me.
Yes. Thank you.
I'm talking about Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end.
Yeah.
And when this young man came to himself, he dusted himself off and pulled what little rags he had up. So I'm going home.
Yeah.
I'm going home.
Thank you, Lord.
To my father.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going back.
Yeah.
To where Jesus. I'm going back to where food.
Yeah.
I'm going back where I can be healed.
Thank
you. I'm going back where I can come off of dope, alcohol, and drugs. I'm going back where I got a peace of mind. Somebody, young man, you need to come back.
Yes,
young
yes.
woman, you need to come back.
Yes.
Somebody needs to come
yes.
back to Jesus.
Oh,
you've
yes.
been in the whole pen
yes.
too long. You've been down too long. You've been suffering too long. You ought to come on back. As I'm coming back to Jesus, I can imagine in my eye, the young man got ready, and he began to walk down that long corridor, and look at, you know, way laid down south, they got big homes, and you can see for miles when you get on the property. When the young man got on his father's property, he felt a little bit better, because he was aching, he was with pain, and cancer set in, sickness set in because he was too long in the hog pen. He was too long suffering. But when you make your mind up that you're going to rebuke cancer, TB, tuberculosis, cataract and tumor, this man comes, this young man says, I'm coming to myself. As he began to walk, if you ain't going to pray with me, but if you walk down with me, as he began to walk on the property, when he get ready to walk on the estate,
yeah.
he began to feel a little better.
Yeah.
Look like he holds his head up and said, look,
yeah.
I'm on my father's property.
Well.
I'm on the land that I own.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all ain't going to pray with me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Woo. Glory.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, it gives good will to our brother Satan to pray for you.
Yes.
As he prayed this morning.
Well, Father, we come once again, oh God, looking and have mercy upon us.
Yes, yes.
Oh God, before I go any further in this prayer.
Yes.
Oh God, I may have spoke wrong, may have talked wrong, may have sinned and come short.
Yes.
But I ask you to forgive me and love my soul freely.
Yes.
Yes.
Lord, let this prayer be the one that reach you. Let it be the one that you listen to.
Yes.
Because, God, this world is in a bad shape.
Yes.
The people are unwise, contrary, don't want to do right. Don't want to treat each other right.
Yes.
Oh, have mercy this evening. God, we can see somebody hungry. We won't even stop and give them no bread. And that ain't the way that you set this world to be. You said, love ye one another.
Now,
that's like I have loved you. We done come short this morning. Now, but I know you're able, and I believe that you will. Now,
yes.
See about us down here. Now, we are strangers a long way from home.
Yes.
Friends are few. But enemies all around. But oh God, this morning, I know you're able.
Yes.
And I believe that you will. See us through this evening. Oh God, have mercy this evening. We serve Jesus. We need you one for one.
Need you.
Lord Jesus,
yes.
Somebody daughter's in on the comb. Somebody
son
is on the
comb. Hallelujah.
Oh Lord, you see it. I know you're able. Good God Almighty.
Yeah.
Now, Jesus, my rock. My where is land. My bread. In a starving land.
Yeah.
My water. In dry places.
Yeah.
I love to call him. Your name do something for me. It's satisfy my soul. But now, Lord.
Now, Lord.
I got to come off this battlefield.
Yeah,
can't
yeah.
play the world no more. You'll see me somewhere in the kingdom. Well, I can give you 90 praise. I'm sorry.
God bless you today, wherever you're at.
Thank you.
And we thank you, Deacon Payton.
Yes.
And we thank you, Mother Payton, right here in Chicago.
Thank you, Lord.
And I want to let you know, 2014 is a winning year.
Yes,
2015,
Lord.
You're going to be around.
Thank you, Lord.
I want you to know 2016, God got you back.
Yes.
But I want you to get ready for your next walk with God.
Yes, Lord.
I want you to get ready for God to open up the door for you.
Yes.
I want you to get ready, young lady, to said, for God I live.
Oh,
for God
you.
I die.
Thank you.
Whatever you've been going through, I want you to know
yes,
that you had houses up and down.
Yeah.
Back and forth to the hospital in 2013.
Yeah.
But God told me to tell you, wherever you might be,
thank
you. He's going to mash your blessing.
Thank you.
Get ready for the trillion flow.
Yes.
Get ready for God to walk with you and talk with you and show you a better way.
Yeah.
I want to tell you, you don't need the alcohol.
Thank you.
You don't need the drugs.
Thank you.
You don't need nobody but Jesus. If I and I be lifted up from the glory.
Yeah.
I want you to know.
Thank you, Lord.
If you just lift the name Jesus up.
Thank you.
Things will be all right.
Amen.
I'm praying.
Amen.
Right now for overflow for you.
Amen.
All the stuff that the devil stole,
well,
I'm praying that it's going to be restored.
Yes, sir.
Matthew 6, 13 says, seek first the kingdom of God,
well,
and all of his righteousness.
Yes.
I want you to seek God, because in 19, 13,
yes,
in 20,
I'm going to praise him till I'm gone.
When the praises go up, the blessings come down. When the praises go up, the blessings come down. It seems like blessings keep falling in my lap. It seems like
I just want to say to you tonight, God bless you, Sister Lisa and Joe. Blessings on its way, Mary. I just want you to know tonight, God is getting ready to do things in the church. And I want you to stop the wall, stop the killing of innocent people over in Israel. That's got to stop. And I want to be the first to put prayer in before it stops. Don't forget, Sunday morning with the bishop, prayer just keep on. They don't like you to be blessed. You have to get away from them folks. Them folks ain't right.
I'm gone. Praise him till I'm gone. I'm gone. Praise him.
I don't want to stop praising God. Whatever it seems, you keep praising him, and God going to do something special. The wages of sin is death, the gift of God, eternal life. This is said tonight, divine healing. I want to come back tonight. Somebody has a problem with their knees and their back, and somebody got death. There's no sorrow on earth that death, no sorrow on earth that God can heal. There's no sorrow on earth is that the word of God can heal. And those that are on the drugs, we got to. I rebuke that spirit of that addiction loose. Let the healing come forth. We praying tonight for the healing to come forth.
To invest it and to bring back dividends for God, he buried it in the ground, so to speak, of indifference. And he did not anticipate his strategy in, however, because the Lord of those talents came back at an unsuspected time. The danger of it all is that you are given the control and the management of this investment that God has made in you. And that you are left on your own. God doesn't stand around and punch you. That is, literally, he doesn't to see what you're doing and how you're going to do. He merely lets you know that you are responsible for my investment.
Yes, yeah.
And that I'm holding you accountable. And that one day I will be back. And you must report to me for everything that you've done. And how You have invested what I have given you. And I said the danger of it is you own your own. You own your own. But you know, sometimes some people cannot stand to be on their own. Some people cannot stand responsibility. Some people cannot make good managers, it appears. Some folk are waiting for the first opportunity. As soon as the boss takes his eye off them, they're searching. Hiding. Marking time. But that is dangerous. Because the boss of your life, the giver of your life, the investor that has invested in you, not what you should do, and know what he has made you capable of doing. Pray with me if you please. You're talking about a time clock. He has put one within all of us. He knows when you punch in and when you punch out. He knows whether you are late or on time. Pray with me, there's no escape. And if you are lying down on the job, if you haven't punched in for the last year or so, if you haven't reported for duty for the last month or so, he know it tonight. You can't escape. He's made an investment in you. It is not left up to you to do what you want to do with it. You've got to one day account for the deeds done in your body. Why, I often say that when I look down on the casket and see those two little startling words, at rest, doesn't always mean that the person that's in there is at rest. It sometimes means the home that he came out of is at rest. Now that he's gone, or now that she's gone. Sometimes it means that husband is at rest. Sometimes it means that wife is at rest. Now that they have laid you out. Are you praying with me? Sometimes it means that the church where he was a member is now at rest. Because they kept up so much confusion. Sometimes it means the neighbors or the people with whom they work are now at rest. Now that you're gone. So brothers and sisters, we should all remember that there is one who has an all-seeing eye and who knows what investment he's made in us. He knows whether or not he left with us one talent or whether or not he left with us two. He knows whether or not he's left with us five. You see what I'm talking about? And he knows exactly what our report should be. That is, if it is a faithful report. Yeah, and I think that all of us, and especially those of you who have wandered away, and who seem to think because you're getting by that you've gotten away. Well, remember, you may be getting by, but that doesn't mean you have got away. Pray with me if you please. I've seen people who committed crime and have gotten by for several years. And one day when they feel safe, satisfied, and secure, why, the FBI walk up and tap them on the shoulder and tell them exactly who they are and what they've done and where they did it. There was a man who gotten by, but who didn't get away. And you talking about an FBI system. Why, my God has the best the world has ever known.
He had all kind of agents working for him. Sickness worked for him, and it's sometime one of his detectives. Oh Lord, and sometime misfortune worked for him, and sometime trouble will arrest us for him. And I don't believe you know what I'm talking about. Oh Lord, why sometime wire expenses about our family life what's on God's side. You may feel because you're getting by.